think it's been a work in progress this whole year. I think I've gotten better each and every week, not only in the pass game but in the run game as well. It's a long process for me. It's been a long process, but I think I'm gonna continue to get better. I don't know. I mean, tight end is such a hard position in the NFL. I mean, you got to block some big guys and you got to run routes against some of the best DBs. Some of the greats in the past have kind of started out slow. I think Tony, Antonio Gates, all had about 28 catches or somewhere in there. But yeah, and then in the future they've kind of shot up. So hopefully that continues to happen to me. And there's some, we're so close. I mean, it's a work in progress as an offense. A lot of first year players in this system. I think we're going to continue to grow. Obviously, each game there's plays we'd like to have back, but we can't look at the negatives. I think we just got to build on the positive.
I keep getting my number called, so I can do everything to the best of my abilities, and you know I'm in there to hit people. So.
How much fun was that blocking for?
Man, that was way fun. You know, it would have been way more fun if we know we would have scored and won the game. But you know, it's just you know a good feeling just to get a big hit on that rather than being hit like that.
Now you get to are you practicing?
I think it's just practices. And, you know, starting to see it now. I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to do whatever it takes. I'm just blessed to still be, you know, healthy and playing. So whatever they need me to do, I'm gonna do, and just I just go out there and practice and do all I can to the, you know, best of my abilities. Yeah, definitely, because you know, Shady, real elusive. Bryce is a real speedster, and you know, I'm gonna get the tough yard. So I think we complement each other very well. You know, it's just a matter of, you know, if we have time and if it's the scheme. So, you know. Knows.
Regardless, win or loss, I mean, obviously momentum and emotions are better after a win, but regardless, we've been in such a schedule at this point in the season that now, I mean, we're so used to just, all right, it's Tuesday, make corrections, get focused, and start the game plan for next week. And the bottom line is that we know that playoff chances are still very high, and as long as we take care of business throughout the rest of the season, we're going to get a chance to go to the playoffs, and once we get there, you know, anything can happen. I think, you know, anytime that you have two good teams facing off with playoff implications on the line, emotions are certainly at a higher level. The key actually is you can't let those emotions overtake your composure and your ability to play the game. A lot of times that's when it ends up happening. Some teams, they kind of freeze when it comes to prime time is because you let those emotions and what's going on in your head dictate how you're playing, and then you get out of your game. So that's the biggest thing that, you know, at least for myself, what I try and do is just you harness that energy and be able to maintain my mental composure so I'm able to still make corrections and do the right things. I think every game builds character. I mean, losses, you draw just as much on a loss, if not more, than you do on a win. You know, losses tell you where your weaknesses are, what you're doing wrong. When you win, a lot of times stuff is masked by success, and that can a lot of times hurt you. So the biggest thing is when you lose, you're forced to really correct every single minute detail because you want to improve on everything so that you have a better chance of winning. When you win, you know, those minor details might not get hashed out because everybody's, we still won. So I think you actually learn as much, if not more, from a loss than you do from a win.